My name is Mark Becker, and I'm a Third World View Collective member. I attended the America Social Forum in Guatemala at the beginning of October. Organizers of the forum wanted it to have a primarily indigenous and female face. They were largely successful. I talked with participants at the forum about their experiences, about the indigenous participation, and what this forum means for social movement organizing in the United States. To begin, we have Michael Leon Guerrero from Grassroots Global Justice.
GGJ started, it's got its own history and antecedents of movements throughout the U.S. A number of organizations that were involved in global justice struggles for years, but really the motivating factor came during 2002 at the World Social Forum when a number of us went on a delegation to the WSF in Porto Alegre, Brazil, and got a chance to experience the social forum and all of the movements that came together in the global justice movement. And we realized two things. One is that there was not a lot of participation by grassroots organizations in the United States. And so there was not... We were concerned that our counterparts around the world, all these different social movements, weren't getting a picture of the struggles and issues that were going on at the community and workplace level in the U.S. Secondly, is that we realized just how far behind we are in terms of national movement building in the U.S. And that we needed to strengthen those efforts. So GGJ was formed in June of 2002 as a vehicle to, one, strengthen national movement building amongst very diverse movements in the U.S., but secondly, also to strengthen our participation at the international level and build a different solidarity with social movements around the world where we can start to talk about, together, develop joint strategies around how we deal with neoliberalism and the conditions that are facing our communities. For us, it's about how do we integrate the U.S. process to the international process. And so I think the connections that are made here, understanding, you know, how it was put together, and not just in terms of just the logistics and all that, but what was the political process that helped to develop this forum? Because, you know, every forum is different. It has a different character, and conditions have changed so much since the very first forum. And this one, the character is really, I think, really powerful in that if you look at what's happening right now in Latin America with the different governments, progressive governments that are taking power, the social movements that are that have been very active and growing in Latin America. And now, of course, the crises that we're facing within the United States and the whole global economic system. To me, this is it was a really important time for us to be able to come together with people from these different movements to talk about these situations because they're already looking for alternatives. They're already starting to establish programs and policies and changing their constitutions and rewriting, you know, their laws and constitutions to start developing alternatives. And right now, more than ever, it's important for us to be part of that kind of dialogue. And we need to share that within the United States. So I think that's the key. And the character here also has been great because, you know, the very strong participation by the indigenous movements and by women, the women's movements, the peasants' movements, and indigenous movements have in a lot of ways been some of the strongest sectors in organizing this forum, which have given it a very powerful character. So in a lot of ways we do got a lot to learn and are very you know, have been very happy with the experience so far. It's been tremendous.
The social forum started as a movement of civil society, not of political parties were explicitly excluded.
Yeah.
And there seems to be increasingly with the move to the left in Latin America a lot more presence of political parties. What do you think about that change in the nature of the forum?
Well, you know, I think there's, it's definitely a question that's grown within the forum process about the relationship with governments and parties. It's something that you can't ignore. And so I think in each, you know, it's been a discussion at the International Council and here at the America Social Forum. You know, it's a discussion and each one is trying to figure out a process for it to happen. But, you know, when you have opportunities like this where, you know, and Evo Morales can address the forum here, especially again with the character being so much of indigenous people. You know, it's important. And there, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be something that's sponsored by the forum. It doesn't have to take a political line in alignment with any government or party. But it is also meant to be an open space, right? And so how do we deal with that? And as I said, conditions are very different today. than they were with the very first forum, right? And so how do you still allow for that openness and to hear the new ideas that are coming from different governments even, without the space becoming, basically taking one particular line or one particular political view? Because I think we still do need the plurality of views of the different movements. I think that's very important. I personally think it's important to maintain the open space concept so that we hear a variety and a broad spectrum of different alternatives and possibilities, because that's what we're at. Historically, we're in a moment of searching for alternatives, and we don't have all the answers. There was a very good presentation yesterday by a representative from Ecuador, and he basically said that is that there's not going to be one way at this point. So there needs to be as much communication as possible about the different approaches that people are taking, that the movements are taking, that governments are taking, even that parties are taking, so that out of that will surface different possibilities and things that work. But it's going to be difficult, and it's going to be a long-term search for these alternatives, but I think we're on the road to finding those.
In the first couple of forums, people talked about how each forum contributed something new to the whole social forum process. Can you identify things here in Guatemala that are unique contributions to the social forum process?
Yeah, I think, again, the presence and the central role of indigenous groups and women in the process. There's also really, if you look at it, a tremendous diversity of ethnic groups, ethnic indigenous groups, and other folks too. I think also is the contribution basically of, again, putting a focus on Central America. Because if we look at the situation of the United States and foreign policy, at least from our perspective in the U.S., much of the focus has been on South America. And we know that during the 80s, there was a lot of, the role of the United States in undermining popular governments in Central America. And as governments are beginning to change, social movements are gaining strength in Latin America, I think it's something that we all need to be conscious of and be in solidarity with people in Central America as those changes are beginning to happen here as well. So I think in that sense, both for the U.S. and internationally, Central America is very key. And it's also one of the regions that's one of the hardest hit by the current economic crisis, because this region is one of those that's very dependent on the U.S. economy. And so, again, we just need to be in solidarity with folks here.
What would you identify as the main themes in this forum in terms of the content of the discussions?
Well, I think what's great for me is that the original intent of the forums was to start to find and identify alternatives. You know, the whole theme about another world is possible. And I think what I've seen here more is that actual discussion, that actual forward-looking discussion. A lot of the forums, the content has been reactions and strategies to neoliberalism. And, you know, the global justice movement was largely successful in defeating a lot of the initiatives of the World Bank, the IMF, and the World Trade Organization. So the movement has grown a lot of ways in that sense and has won many victories. But I think here I'm seeing a lot more of this, just the forward thinking. What are we actually now looking at as alternatives? What is a new world going to look like? That to me has been, there's been a deeper exploration of that, to me at least, that I've seen in this forum.
Has the social forum process run its course? Is there still a future for a purpose to hold social forums? There's people like me who say that the social forum fundamentally shifted the discourse around neoliberalism, mm-hmm. and that was a major achievement, and it served its purpose. The question is, does it still have a future?
I honestly think now more than ever. And the reason why is that, so what happened, if you look at this, the situation of social movements, the global justice movement, at the beginning of the decade, there were very clear, common targets, right? There was the World Bank, the IMF, WTO, G8. As those institutions lost credibility and power, there's been a question about, well, what's the common reference point now that brings the movements together? And it's been difficult finding that. So I think in the absence of that, having a space where at least the movements can get together and still talk, we know we have this space where we can figure some of these things out, I think that's important until, again, you know, some things are generated in terms of where how we move forward. So the other thing is, I think the process, that there does need to be some adjustments to the process. Having a World Social Forum every year is just very unsustainable. It's hard to do that. It's costly. And I think it's important to allow for more of the local, the regional, the national forums to happen, because there we'll start to find the innovations. That responding to local conditions and different situations and different contexts, that the forum will start to develop more innovation that will strengthen the overall process. So, yeah, I think it's very important, but there's just got to be some adjustments to it to make it stronger.
My name is Tom Goldtooth, and I'm with the Indigenous Environmental Network based out of Minnesota.
Why did you come to the America Social Forum?
Well, I came down here representing many communities that are very concerned about what's happening in our backyard in the United States. You know, we're witnessing the collapse of capitalism. We're seeing a transformation with really no clear direction on where we're going. And, you know, we've been part of this social movement here with indigenous peoples of the global south. And we came here to support the expression of our indigenous peoples here in Guatemala, but also throughout Latin American countries, to bring our minds and our hearts together on how to confront a system, a neoliberal system that is not working and that continues to oppress our people.
What's your message here to the social forum, to the people here in Guatemala?
Well, one of our messages, you know, one of the things that our indigenous organization is advocating for is that don't forget to support the rights of our indigenous peoples. We are the people on the front line of insane mineral extraction developments. Energy, water now is becoming militarized, and you know, in those front lines, it's our indigenous communities that are there. And you know, within this social forum and these popular movements, we got to make sure that our indigenous peoples are present, and that's why we're here. And number two, that the popular movement continues to support indigenous peoples and that we don't become marginalized.
Well, what have you learned from the social forum that you're going to take back home with you?
You know, I've been witnessing the emergence of indigenous peoples, both in, I've been witnessing something happening down here in both Guatemala as well as in South America within social forums. Is that starting in Ecuador and here in Guatemala, is that the participation of indigenous peoples in the planning and bringing in rural communities, our grassroots, our peasants from these communities to participate in these workshops has been very encouraging to us of the North, because we struggle with that. You know, I'm on the planning committee of the U.S. Social Forum, and you know, we were able to only to bring about 40 indigenous peoples, you know, to the U.S. Social Forum. So we're hoping that our National Planning Committee and some of the funders who are involved with funding social forums will see here is that you know, there is a strength of having there's a strength in having indigenous peoples at these kind of gatherings.
And it seems that this forum has much more of an indigenous face than other forums, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the numbers are with the number of indigenous peoples here, but it's so, so empowering to our small delegation of Native people from Canada and United States to see all these indigenous peoples here, and they're all, you know, kind of standing in solidarity, you know, looking for a better tomorrow for their community. But they're starting to see the value to be able to network, you know, with many other struggles, whether it's workers, whether it's women's rights movements and other areas that we're seeing, you know, some unification there.
Jahan Garon with the Indigenous Environmental Network and Grassroots Global Justice Alliance. Well, today I talked about the environmental justice issues that we're facing in North America. The organization that I work for works with indigenous people on different environmental justice issues, and I focus specifically on energy and climate. So we came down here to connect with people who are facing similar struggles in Central and South America, because what's happening to them and the attack on their lands that's happening now happened to us 50 years ago. And for us, we feel like we're missing a really good opportunity to network, for us to give them that experience of what we went through, how we were able to win successes and what might not have worked. And we also see a really good opportunity for them, who I think are a little bit further along in living more localized economies and local systems of food and energy that we can benefit from in North America. This is the first social forum I've been to besides the United States Social Forum. And I've actually been pleasantly surprised, because I thought that it would be really difficult to have conversations, but it's not. And I think that everybody here at this social forum has been really open and really good to each other, which is something that makes me really happy, because it makes me think that it's possible to like create relationships that could last a long time.
My name is Silvia Escárcega. I work at CIESAS in Mexico, which is a center of research, and then I work at DePaul University in Chicago.
And why did you come to the America Social Forum?
Because I'm following the global indigenous movement and how they are interacting not only with states but also with civil society and other social movements. And this is a great opportunity to see, you know, how they construct common agendas, how they, you know, recognize each other or not.
What have you learned?
I have learned that it's a very difficult dialogue.
What makes it difficult?
What makes it difficult is basically what they were saying this morning, is that they have very different cosmovisions, very different ideas of what they want, how they want the political participation to be. They don't recognize each other also in terms of, you know, the level of marginalization and discrimination that they have been suffering, and they cannot make the other people understand some of those, you know, experiences. But also I think there is a lot of enthusiasm for building alliances and building those bridges, and I think that's very important, because you know, the dialogue will keep will continue.
What does it take to build these bridges, these alliances?
I think it takes a lot of work. No, it actually, you know, what is good is they have to learn common languages. And I'm not talking about, you know, English, Spanish, French. I'm talking about concepts and ideas and platforms and agendas. And so they have to do that. The other thing is that I think both indigenous peoples and non-indigenous peoples, they have to recognize the specificity of their struggles and how historically different they have been. And I don't think sometimes they can really see, you know, the experience of the other without stereotyping or putting down, you know, some of this stuff.
What do you think the future of the forum is?
I think it's a good process. I think it's a learning process. I know that they are very costly financially, and I don't know if they will be more social fora. But at least in these next 5 years, I'm sure that there will be a wide plethora of them. And I think they're very good, because a lot of people and social movements are coming together and, you know, getting to know each other. And if they don't construct any common agenda or platform, at least they'll know that they exist, you know, and maybe something can be formed. But I think that friendships are also being formed somehow, you know, and also with the new technologies like internet and, you know, all of those things, you know, they can transfer information from one place to another very rapidly. And I think the social fora can facilitate that process, you know, because they can share websites and, I don't know, blogs and all of those, that stuff that people nowadays use.
And I'm Susana Almanza. I'm also with GGJ, but I'm here representing the Southwest Network for Environmental and Economic Justice, which is a binational network. And I'm also with the grassroots organization Poder in Austin, Texas.
Why did you come here?
Well, I came here to work on the different issues to see what are the things that we can work in solidarity and how can we work across not just regions but nations and countries. How can we work in solidarity to change a lot of the negative impact that is happening to us as human beings?
And has this been successful?
Yes, it has. I think we've networked with quite a few people, looking at, for one thing, just looking at how the bailout crisis is not just impacting the United States, but how it's impacting all over. And then when we're looking here in Guatemala, how it's impacting the Guatemalan people, when you look at their exports to the United States and how that's then going to cost the jobs. I've already cost 50,000 job losses here because of the American commerce that is here is laid off all the people. And then, like I said, with the import, and then already 30,000 Guatemalans have been deported from the United States. So we need to see how can we work in solidarity because the crisis is not just in the U.S., it's all over.
Maria Poblet with the St. Peter's Housing Committee and the Grassroots Global Justice Alliance.
We're in Central America that has suffered so much, and in Guatemala that has had a great legacy of resistance and also a tremendous crushing of the people's movements and suffering of the indigenous people, of the peasants, of the working people, of the women's movement. And so to actually have them organize the forum and invite us is a fantastic call to action. It's a deep inspiration for those of us in the U.S. that often become frustrated with the depth of the crisis in the U.S. and the lack of consciousness about the problems and a lack of vision about the solutions. And here we are in Guatemala that presents to us the challenge, saying after 200,000 people disappeared from our country and were killed, we are organizing this forum and we're inviting you to participate. The least we can do is come and participate and continue to build the social forum process in the United States and to organize our people.
I'm Rose Brewer. I'm a part of a delegation from the United States, Grassroots Global Justice. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, representing an organization called AfroEco.
How would you compare this forum to other forums?
It's been a very informative forum, especially the issues around free trade. These are issues that sometimes have been addressed, but it's been very clear here that both south to south and south to north, fighting against FTAA and being somewhat successful with that, getting to understand ALBA, which is perhaps another possibility. So in the sense that it's so palpable because of our connection to this area of the world, I think it's been a little bit more meaningful than the World Social Forums for me.
Stephanie Gilliu with Project South in Atlanta, Georgia. And so many of us in Grassroots Global Justice Alliance also worked on the U.S. Social Forum and organizing that first one that happened in 2007 in Atlanta. And so we're also here to connect to the forum organizers, Forum of the Americas, and look at the design, the structure, the flow, the organizing process so that we can really get in line with the global movements that created the social forum process.
My name is Valda Katz-Fishman, and I have lots of organizations that I work with. I'm part of the Grassroots Global Justice Alliance delegation. I'm also a member of the League of Revolutionaries for New America, and also Sociologists Without Borders, which is a scholar activist organization.
Let's start with the scholar activism then. How does your work as a scholar and an activist interface with what you're doing here at the Social Forum?
So I am, the ultimate participant observer. And so I think I've always been drawn to Marxism and to, sociology for social change. And being part of these social movements from the grassroots and from the bottom up really gives me, I think, a somewhat unique perspective. So I'm both within the movement as part of grassroots organizations, and then as I reflect on it, write about it, try to analyze it, I really do it from the point of view of being inside the movement.
Why the social forum process? Why is that important to you?
Because we are in a period of history that's very critical. And we need to build a powerful movement to make fundamental social transformation. Capitalism is in crisis. We've been in crisis for hundreds of years, and certainly, you know, this current phase has put us in deep crisis for the last 20, 25 years. So building movement is something that politically I've been really committed to doing for the last 30 or 40 years of my life. We connected to the social forum process actually in 2003 in Porto Alegre. And it seemed to be an important space for bringing social movements together across sector, across race, ethnicity, gender lines. And I was, you know, fortunate to be part of Grassroots Global Justice, which really, from the grassroots perspective, brought this back to the United States. And the U.S. movement, we think the social forum process is an important process in helping bring together the many different fronts of struggle that are taking place in the United States, but really don't have a center of gravity. In one of the sessions I was at yesterday on ALCA and social movements, they used the phrase that Marquez has coined, from the bottom and from the left. And I think that that's a commitment that I have, and that some of the folks that I work with have, and we think that Grassroots Global Justice is one of the best places, therefore, to be in the social forum process, because it's from the bottom and it's, you know, from, you know, the progressive left.
Jerome Scott from Atlanta, Georgia, and I represent an organization in the States called the League of Revolutionaries for a New America.
Jerome, I wanted to ask you what you thought about the politics of the forum. Is this going in the right direction, and what kind of lessons are we learning here for how to take social movements in the United States? Is this a good way to be taking social movement organizing?
I think it's one way, and it's really the best way that we have right now, because we know that we're fighting a global enemy, and therefore we're going to have a global movement. And before we can get the global, I think we could be struggling now to get the hemispheric unity. So that's why this is really critical social forum. And in terms of the direction of the politics, I think it's going in the correct direction. You know, there's a lot of anti-capitalist talk here. There's a lot of pro-socialist talk here. And so I think in general it's going in the correct direction.